Happy Friday! I'm Shannon Halliday. Thanks for tuning in to Gratitude Space Radio with Chris Pelmore and friends. Every Friday, I'm serving up cool, refreshing sips of gratitude. Small, delightful moments throughout my week, I can't wait to share with you beautiful people. I'm grateful for living in beautiful British Columbia. We have such a beautiful, diverse province. I feel lucky to be so close to lakes, rivers, and random outdoor recreation. Seeing wildlife on the roadside on the daily, when people travel thousands of miles to see something so magical. The landscape is ever-changing. Just drive a few hours in any direction to see. I can't wait to go explore our beautiful province more. I'm grateful for friendship. Having a team of royalty, queens and kings in my corner, I am the jester and I love to entertain. The hours pass with ease and delight as our conversations take flight, burning like coals with no flame. This is our game. We accept each other and cheer. We push chins up, fix crowns, and wipe away tears. We listen when words do not do justice. We stand up for one another when others turn against us. We trust each other with our intimate truths, the dirty laundry of our being, our bad thoughts that are lurking and leering. We share our fears and discomforts, laughing some off, crying off others. We care. I care. We share and we dare. I am rich in ways money could never deliver upon. Money is nothing without the friendship, the bond. I'm grateful for honoring my needs. I was feeling too much pressure and about to burst at the seam. And then it occurred to me, I have the throttle in my hand. I can slow down if I need. I stepped away from my goals and my daily lists. I focused on what I needed to be done. I fulfilled my wish. I canceled all plans, dialed back, giving out energy. I put it all back deep within me. I give and I give, and sometimes I forget that if my cup is empty, if my well has dried up, I cannot give anything and can no longer fill my cup. I will fill my well, my reservoir, until it overflows at such a steady rate that it can never dry up or dissipate. The water is at a trickle, like snow melting off the mountain in early morning spring. Once the sun lights up, rivers will flow, energy will explode. I will return better than before, packing plenty to share with others in need. I'm grateful for music. I spent a few hours last night working on writing the lyrics and melody to a new song. And when I'm working on music, everything else is background noise. Pun intended. It captures my attention and focus and opens up a part of my imagination where I've busted down restricting walls to make room for music and writing. I'm so happy to have music as such a wonderful pastime and distraction. I'm going to prioritize it a little further up the list since I enjoy doing it so much. New goals, a new month coming, and with that, new music. Have a rockin' day. Thanks for listening.